Ever had one of those moments like you're talking to someone and they bring up some skill they learned way back when, like years ago in school, and it turns out that thing is still super relevant to what they do now?
All the time.
Right. It really makes you think about those foundational things we learn and which ones really stick with us.
Definitely.
Well, today we're diving into this article. It's from hackscience.education.
Okay.
It was posted on April 6th, 2024. And the title is Let's Diversify Computer Education.
Interesting.
And it got me thinking about that very idea because the article opens with this awesome story about this former student.
Oh, cool.
And like 12 years after being in this particular teacher's computer class,
Oh.
he has a job interview in IT
Mm-hmm.
and totally credits that class with his success.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it really speaks to, the long-term impact that a good teacher or a good educational approach can have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, what was it about that class that
Exact.
made such a difference, over a decade later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the article's main argument is that we should be, quote, preparing students to be facile computer users, end quote.
I like that.
Yeah. And
Right.
what does that actually even mean, like in the practical sense?
Right. It's a great phrase,
Right.
but what's the application, right?
Exactly.
I think it's kind of like, if you think about someone who knows how to use a specific tool
Okay.
versus someone who understands the broader principles behind a certain like category of work.
I see what you mean.
Right. So like you might be amazing at using a hammer,
Sure.
but if you need to like build a bridge, that's not really going to help you.
Right.
So a facile computer user, I think what the author is getting at is someone who isn't just comfortable with a specific piece of software, but they understand the underlying concepts
Yeah,
of
okay.
how computers work, how operating systems function, how to troubleshoot problems. They're able to approach any new digital challenge with confidence because they have that deeper understanding.
So it's more about like the adaptable skill set as
Exactly.
opposed to like just the rote learning of a specific program.
Exactly. It's like learning different languages,
Yes.
it opens up new ways of thinking and communicating.
It's like having more tools in your toolbox, right?
Totally. And the article gives this really interesting example of a classroom where they have Windows computers, Macs, and Linux machines.
Oh, wow. All in one classroom.
All in one room.
That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, imagine
I
that.
mean, I can see how that would be like incredibly valuable to be exposed to all these different ways of doing things. But also, wouldn't that be super confusing?
I mean, logistically, I'm sure it was a nightmare for the teacher, but
Oh, I bet.
think about the problem-solving skills that those students developed, constantly switching between different interfaces, file structures, keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah.
It forces you to think on your feet and adapt. I mean, I bet there were some frustrating moments, but probably a lot of aha moments too.
Totally. And speaking of like, different environments
Right.
and things like that, the article also mentions a bunch of different software used in this classroom. Google Docs, Microsoft Office, OpenOffice, OpenShot, iMovie, Windows Movie Maker. Some of these, to be honest, I'm not even familiar with, like OpenShot.
Oh, yeah. OpenShot is a video editing software, kind of like iMovie,
All right.
but it's open source,
Okay.
which means it's free to use and modify. It's got its own quirks, It's got its own interface, its own set of
But
features.
even if you're familiar with other editing programs, it would still like challenge you in a different way.
Exactly. So it's not just about using a bunch of random programs.
Right.
It's about understanding that there are multiple ways to achieve the same goal,
Yeah.
and each tool has its own strengths and weaknesses.
And that's such a valuable, like, real world skill.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that kind of critical thinking is so important, especially in a world where technology is constantly evolving.
Of course, the reality is that a lot of schools are very Chromebook heavy these days.
For sure.
And I get it. They're affordable, they're easy to manage.
Right.
But I also wonder if, like, that uniformity maybe has some downsides.
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons. I mean, Chromebooks are great for basic tasks,
Sure.
internet access. But they do kind of limit students' exposure to those different operating systems
Oh.
and the flexibility that comes with, having to navigate those differences. It's kind of like if you only learn how to drive an automatic car,
Okay, yeah.
you might be a great driver.
Right.
But if you were suddenly put into a situation where you had to drive a stick shift,
You'd be lost.
you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
The article also brings up this point about the importance of, quote, autonomy. end quote.
Yes.
In computing choices.
I love that.
I love that idea. Like giving students that ownership right.
Yeah.
To make their own decisions about what tools to use.
Empowerment.
Yeah, but how do we balance that with, you know, the structured learning that obviously has to happen as well?
Right. It's finding that balance. Like, we need to provide that strong foundation in core concepts, but also create opportunities for students to explore those different options, to experiment, you know, maybe even make some mistakes along the way.
Yeah.
I think that's how we really learn.
Right.
And there was this phrase in the article that I really liked about being an, quote, active assessor, end quote, of IT.
Oh, interesting.
You know, empowering those students to evaluate tools, choose the right one for the task at hand, and not be afraid to step outside their comfort zone.
So if we like zoom out a little bit here
and
we look at the big picture.
Yeah.
It seems like what we're talking about with diversifying computer education, it's not just about using a lot of different devices.
Right.
It's about fostering a certain mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Flexibility, problem solving, informed decision making.
It's about preparing students to be confident, adaptable users of technology, no matter what the future throws at them.
And that brings us to a question for you, listener.
Ooh.
If you could design the ideal computer education environment, what would it look like? What would you prioritize? Cost. Ease of use. A really diverse, challenging learning experience. It's a tough one, but I think it's a really important question to think about.
For sure.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, this was great.
It was really fun to talk about this.
A lot to think about.
Absolutely.
Really interesting article.
Yes, definitely.